It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, our guest today is one that I kept thinking, we really need to get her on. We need to get an update on what's going on. And then I get it scheduled, and then it suddenly occurs to me, well, it's near an interesting anniversary, isn't it? Dori Tammen joins us, general manager of Riverside Cemetery here in Marshalltown. How are you?
I'm good.
You keeping everybody out of trouble and keeping things going? And, you know, and it really did not occur to me when I reached out to you and said, hey, we want to get you on the radio, that it would be so close to the anniversary of the derecho. Is that, you can't help but be reminded of it.
No, but, that's why I thought you called.
Yeah, actually, well, I mean, it worked out that way, but was wanting to get updates on what has happened recently because of the derecho. But just before we do that, talk to me briefly about, you know, as you look back to almost a year ago, what were some of your initial thoughts after that derecho moved through and reality started setting in about the havoc that it wreaked, especially at the cemetery?
I almost get speechless when I think about it. I remember thinking and checking to see if our birds were still there because I was worried about how those birds had survived, and they did survive. We didn't lose a single one, so that was good. I remember walking through the cemetery in one or two sections and becoming completely disoriented about where I was, which normally would never have happened, but there were so many trees around me that you lost the landmarks that told you what section you're in, and that was a really strange feeling. I went through a stretch there where I got a little blue for a while there, a little depressed.
Well, I can imagine. You weren't the only one by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, and with the cemetery and with its age and history and everything like that, you know, it'd be one thing just to have a few trees, but, you know, it just looked like somebody came through and just ripped almost all of them out. You know, that's the impression I had the first time. It's like, what's left? Did you have that feeling too?
Oh, yeah. I suspect that we probably had the worst damage anywhere in town because of the numbers of trees and because of the monuments that got damaged and knocked over and all of that. But, yeah, it was hard to imagine how we were even going to clean it up. And I'm really proud of the fact to this day that we had a burial 2 days after the storm hit. We were able to clear enough trees away to get to the grave and to be able to put the tent up and all that. So,
and the cleanup is still going on today.
Yeah. We have more trees that still need to come down. We have tree trunks that don't even have a canopy on them. And we've got trees that are, we've got some limbs that need to come out. And, well, I know we've got one big, it's not really from the storm, but we've got one ash tree that's got ash borer and is dead, and that needs to come out. And we found a tree along the fence line this week that is splitting in half, and that it's going to have to come out. And there's just still a lot of work to be done there with trees.
With the trees, with the monuments there, do you still kind of shudder every time there's talk about a severe thunderstorm or anything like that?
Yeah, and or wind, just strong winds even make me nervous. I used to be one of those people who kind of like thunderstorms, but now they're not as, they don't seem as fun as they used to be.
So, all things considered, how do you feel everything has bounced back at the cemetery since? And I know that there's a way to go, and you're still trying to raise money, and you're still trying to do all that. How's the cemetery overall doing, you think?
I think we all felt better this spring when the grass greened up, for a little while anyway, and the trees got leaves on them again, and it was looking green, and it was the leaves were covering up some of the jagged limbs that were still there, and it started looking prettier again than it had all winter long. And I actually, part of me kind of likes the fact that you can stand by the lake there and you can see much further back into the grounds. There's more visibility now than there was before.
Sure.
And that's I kind of like that you can see further back into the back of the cemetery that you couldn't see before. There are some areas where it really looks bare, forest lawn and Fairview at the towards the east end got hit really bad with trees coming down, and those look a little lost to me still. But
number one, did you ever hear anything back on the appeal to FEMA?
Not yet.
Okay. I know you're still hoping to get a little bit of help.
I thought there was a deadline of August 18th or 19th, but when we reread the paperwork, that was the deadline for the state office to get it to a federal official or something. So
you're still hurrying up and wait. Is that one of those kind of things that you just keep going, and if something positive happens, then it's just on top of everything else?
Okay. I mean, they could turn us down, or they could approve something and give us $1,000, you know?
Every little bit would help. So how much do you still have a grasp on how much work there still is to do to get the cemetery as a whole back to a semi-normal state like it was before the derecho?
No.
That's okay.
I mean, there's just not only taking out some remaining trees and limbs and things that still need to come out, there's also along the bluff in the back, there's a lot of trees that came down on the bluff and are laying there down the slope that's going to be really, really hard to get to. And, you know, I don't know if and when that will ever get done.
Have you had any situations since the derecho and all of the cleanup where all of a sudden you've come across maybe an area here or maybe with some monuments or something, and you go, we didn't know that was there. You know, it surprised you to see that there was something there that, or maybe, you know, some kind of historical aspect to it that you didn't realize before.
Not out on the grounds, no.
Okay.
I mean, we've got some old maps that we've looked at a little more closely that we saw features a couple of maps that we didn't realize before that had existed at one time. As far as out on the grounds, it's more a matter of what's gone, what's disappeared, you know? I mean, vases, and we've got markers that are just shoved out of place from trees landing on them, and we're having to go back and put multiple plat maps together so that we can figure out where the marker goes in relation to the markers around it, and that's been an interesting task. Our guys have been resetting some of the smaller markers and that are pushed out of place or are small enough for them to work with, and so it's, you know, bit by bit we're getting to it. So we've got a couple of guys that have done a lot of work on the flower beds just to make it look tidier that way. If those things look tidier, then that helps the overall appearance, you know.
Well, I know this past Sunday you had a good turnout for the Corey Brown Memorial Run Walk. And I know you've had a couple of other events, but maybe that event, did that kind of help in your mind to say, yeah, we are getting back to normal? There is some light at the end of the tunnel as far as recovering from the derecho.
Yeah. It was a real fun event to have there, and I think that Riverside is a cool place to have a run. And it was nice because I think probably there were people who were running in that who maybe hadn't really seen all of the cemetery, and they got that route took them way in the back along the bluff, and so they probably saw some areas that they might not have seen before. Just open people's eyes and some more awareness.
More awareness of, A, what's there, and B, what happened after the derecho a little bit as well. Is it a bigger task right now to be more concerned about the trees or to try and get some of the monuments reset and get all of that straightened up? Or is it just depend on the day and what tools you have available?
Yeah, it's very variable because, you know, it makes a difference if we have burials scheduled any given day and it just what else is going on. And this time, well, mowing has slowed down now between the drought and just the time of year. in the spring and early summer, is mowing has got to be a priority because the grass grows so fast. And right now it's just weeds that are growing, so we're still having to mow, but we're cutting
weeds
instead.
Sounds like my yard.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be, I wish we'd get some rain.
Yeah, you and I agree
grass
with that.
Is maybe just, in those areas where the trees came down and it's all sunny now, that grass is just crunchy and brown and still green weeds, you know, shin high.
What's the priority right now? Because, you know, you can walk in, you can see some of the trees. We know there's the monuments. You can see areas where, you know, you've still got large areas where fencing is down and that. You know, it's all going to have to be taken care of eventually, I know, but, you know, you just can't do it all at once.
Right. The fencing, we couldn't do anything. Over the winter, we couldn't even get price quotes on fencing because the prices on the materials for the fences was coming up every month, and they didn't want to give a price quote now for something next summer that the pricing would be way off again, and never mind the availability of materials because there was so much demand after the storm that there was were shortages, so... and we're hoping to, it's my dream goal of getting the fence replaced with black chain link fence instead of galvanized metal, because I think that would be so much more attractive and appealing with the iron gates and all of that. Mm. So we've got some ideas on some fundraising for that. It's like fundraising has become a much bigger priority than it was ever before.
Well, what about that? Because, you know, I know that initially that, you know, a lot of folks came out and worked hard to try and get the trees out. And I think it was Top Notch that came out and did a lot of work. But, you know, those bills added up, and it's a big deficit. How is the fundraising going? Is it still continuing at a steady pace, or do you have to... You know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show, is that do we need to remind folks that, yeah, we still need some help out there?
We got a lot of donations following the storm through the end of last year. We have continued to have donations since then. We still get them. I mean, we got a $2,500 one this week and just the other day. And, you know, sometimes it's $50 and sometimes it's $200 or whatever. But they're still trickling in, and it is helping. We've been able to make payments pretty regularly on the tree removal bill. We're down to $165,000 that we owe out of the $700 that we started with. So we feel like we've made maybe better progress than we would have thought in the beginning. But we do still owe $250,000 to our perpetual care trust. That was an interest-free loan that the state approved. It's regulated by the state. So that once we pay off Top Notch, we're still going to have to raise funds to pay off that loan.
So a year after the fact, has there been anything positive that has come out of this whole experience?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love my town, and I really have to say the town has pulled through for us in amazing ways. The number of donations we've gotten, even small ones to big ones, because every penny helps, and a lot of people coming in who from out of state and out of town who had no idea and are kind of shocked at what they see, and it's been interesting to talk to people about. We get a lot of people coming in with their memories of the cemetery when they were growing up, and a lot of those stories are pretty universal, you know.
So how are all the birds doing?
They're doing good. Yeah. We have a lot of Canada geese right now with, I guess I would call them teenaged babies. They're not baby little ones anymore, but they're not mature yet either, and we have a lot of those right now. So we're going through corn, and we can always use corn donations, cracked corn and dog food, so...
We've got maybe a minute at the most left. Somebody comes up to you and says, "Dory, how are things at the cemetery? What is your response right now? I mean, what are you telling people? Tell me how you're doing."
You asked me how I was doing when I first came in the room, and I said, "It's been worse."
Has been worse, like say about a year ago.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thanks for all you're doing to try and keep everything together and keep it going. And thanks to all the folks who are helping you do that. And we'll keep checking in with you.
I got to put a shout out to our crew and Rachel in our office, because they've all worked really, really hard and done a really good job this year and all the work that they do. So
Tori Tammen, General Manager of Riverside Cemetery, thanks for your time. We'll visit again soon.
Thanks. Have a good day.
And thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.